All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, he is indeed a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and he's an absolute warrior for politics that Right Side Ruffians care about and sponsors the Right Side Way monologue. I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a minute. All right, so let me kick off here by saying yesterday saw one of those disturbing moments that on the one hand, you just love to be able to shrug it off. You know, no big deal, is it? But on the other hand, when you see it, you know that by God, it must be dealt with. Like swiftly and surely and publicly. What am I talking about? Well, former FBI Director James Comey, that's what I'm talking about. James Comey, FBI Director, was playing cute with seashells and posted a picture of shells in the sand that were laid out to form the message. A certain message. A specific message. See, the shells themselves were forming the numbers 8647. And read correctly, that stands for 8647. Well, a quick glance at this, and you know what that means. 47 is the 47th President of the United States, Donald Trump. And yeah, he has the former FBI Director calling for him to be 86th. If you're not familiar with that, then let me tell you, 86 is a military slang for disposal or removal of something, to scrap something, or worse yet, to eliminate something. And Comey knows that. And Comey's the man who allegedly used to investigate threats against the U.S., to include threats against the presidency. And he has influence, and he has a following. And he's out there saying 8647? We need to be brought in for questioning immediately, in my opinion. They need to make James Comey do a perp walk right in and out of the same building where he used to be the boss. And then, by the way, as he's walking back out the door, have the press ask him why he thought this was okay. But it gets worse. There was one online influencer with 1 million followers on his X page who posted the exact same message after Comey did using pool table balls lined up to say 8647. I did a little research and didn't take long to find an article that was published in March of this year about 8647. Saying then, over a month ago, that it was trending on TikTok. The article called itself a silent form of protest, and that its message was that people wanted to get rid of Trump, or at least make sure that he's no longer president. That's the article saying that. Well, let's just think back a second. Let's recall the shooting at the Trump rally in Butler County, Pennsylvania. It was one of those generational moments, right? It was the kind that everybody takes note of, and everyone has thoughts and emotions related to, and everyone can generally recall where they were when they learned about it. An incident that resulted in President Trump sustaining wounds from a crazed shooter and at which an innocent supporter was actually killed and another one wounded. Two people and their families and friends had their lives completely altered and even ended simply because they chose to support a man who had already overwhelmingly been supported by millions of voters in a competitive Republican primary. God bless them. And let's not forget their legacy in the middle of all of this. But it wasn't too long after that, though, that we learned that another misfit lay in wait on the golf course in an actual attempt to shoot Trump. So in less than a year, there have been two actual attempts on Trump's life that we know of, and yet the former head of the FBI thinks it's cute to join the TikTokers and post 8647 on his socials. That's not just a blind misunderstanding. That's a blatant threatening, and it has to stop. And with that said, I want to address something. You see, the left hates Trump. They do. Trump derangement syndrome is very real, very active. And they're facing a physical, social, and political force that they've never dealt with fully. They don't know what to do with Trump right now. All they can do is apparently lash out and encourage the most ideologically wounded misfits in their crew to actually go take physical action by saying things like 8647. But a part of why they hate Trump is because he won't back down. They've tried to sue him, convict him, bankrupt him, cheat him out of office, and even shoot him, and he keeps shaking his fist in the air and doing the Trump dance, and they hate that. It's because he has what I called last year in another monologue that I did. I called it bull moose gravitas. I coined that phrase a year ago, and it fits now more than ever. Remember when he was shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, right? As the sound of the shots rang out, he noticeably grabbed the right side of his head from what we now know to have been a round that creased his ear. Just millimeters of space saved his life. Secret Service converged on the president as he dropped to the stage floor. But in a moment that will remain frozen in time, we watched him come to his feet, and over the heads of his protective detail, he shook his fist in the air no less than three times, yelling, "Fight!" It was an epic moment. Maybe even a defining moment. In one split second, Everything was devastating, but the response from Trump was exactly what the world needed right at that time. It was command presence. It was leadership. And by the way, a leader's presence actually matters a lot. And I've said before that sometimes it's important that not only does the person in charge provide good decision-making and quality management and care for his own people, but that the leader also inspires others. And that's a part of what the left hates right now. That's a part of why they're desperate to say things like 8647, because they need the guy out of there, because they recognize he's actually getting it done. The Romans, they used to look to certain characteristics and give them names, like pietas. Pietas, which denoted a regard for discipline and authority, or virtus, which had connotations of valor and masculinity and excellence and courage and strong character. And then there was gravitas, which meant that somebody was sincere and carried themselves with authority. The Romans actually even went one step further. They wrapped all of those up into, and several more, into one concept. They call it Romanitas, which was like saying that if somebody wanted to represent Rome to the world, then these characteristics needed to all be evident. In other words, they saw their leaders as being representative of who they are as a people, not the other way around. Not their resume, not the number of medals on their chest, not how loud they could yell or what position they currently hold. It was about charisma, strength, personality, self-confidence, individual magnetism, all of which a leader actually projects. That kind of leadership presence is generally elusive. It's hard to pinpoint. It can be developed, but it's a lot of times it's inherent in the character of the person who has it. And right now, the left is riding 8647 because they can tell that Trump has it, and they're scared to death of it because they realize they don't. Now, that's gravitas, but I called the phrase bull moose gravitas, and I want to remind you real quickly, as we talk about these things like 8647 and the two attempts on his life, the bull moose part of that title, bull moose gravitas, it comes from an epic story about Teddy Roosevelt. On October 14th of 1912, Roosevelt stepped out of his hotel in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was running for president again. He got into an open-topped car to take a short drive to an auditorium where he was going to give a campaign speech. Crowds waited outside the hotel. They cheered loudly, and when he came out in so classic Roosevelt fashion, he stood up in the back of his town car to wave at the crowd, but unbeknownst to everyone there was a man named John Schrank. Schrank, waiting with a .38 caliber pistol in his pocket. And Schrank shot Roosevelt in the chest at close range. As close as like a few feet. But a copy of his speech, and by the way, he gave long speeches, a copy of his speech was in his pocket, and it slowed the bullet down. But nonetheless, Roosevelt was knocked down, and the bullet did enter his chest cavity. But the recounting of the event doesn't stop there. You see, the Library of Congress recounts that event, saying that the injured and bleeding Roosevelt himself was, quote, able to restore order to the chaos at the scene before the police even arrived and took Schrank into custody. And then at that point, Roosevelt, he insisted on going on to give his speech, which he did, while bleeding profusely through his clothes, and he spoke with vigor and energy for nearly an hour and a half. It was only after the speech that Roosevelt, who became wobbly from loss of blood, was actually taken to a hospital. He was asked later by reporters how he's doing, and he said, "I'm as fit as a bull moose." Yeah, it was gravitas. It was bull moose gravitas. The people could care less what the establishment of the day wanted at that convention coming up. They wanted some bull moose gravitas. You see, he embodied what the majority of Americans wanted their country to be known as. The bottom line is, people want a leader who inspires confidence. And I would also say that the people of this great nation deserve a leader that will inspire confidence. Somebody who, even when we don't agree on policy, can effectively articulate their position nonetheless. Somebody who leads us to believe that if a fast-paced, dangerous situation arose in the dark of night, they would be able to respond quickly, resolutely, effectively. Somebody who, I don't know, leads us to believe they have a plan that involves the actual greater good. I mean, did Biden give us any of that? No, but look at the man who sits in the office right now. Just the man. Look at the man who sits in the office and tell me, what do you see? And right now, I will tell you, the left sees command presence. They see gravitas. They see bull moose gravitas. But that brings out enemies. It brings out the Schranks and the crazy shooters who lie in wait on golf courses and climb up on buildings in places like Butler, PA. It brings out idiots like James Comey, who think it's okay to say 8647, despite the fact that he almost absolutely and unequivocally knew better. But he's too busy wallowing in the mire of his Trump derangement syndrome, so he did it anyway. Look, I'm glad that Trump has gravitas, and I believe we all need to be praying for him on a daily basis. I do. I'm serious when I say that. because as much as we here on the right side might love his bull moose gravitas, there are still those out there who want an 8647. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.